This is Ragamuffin Radio. We're webcasting from the southern shires of England. This is your easy listening station for the finest in folk, blues, contemporary, and traditional music. You are listening to the New Year edition of Sunday in the Shires, a program of selected favourite tunes presented every Sunday by myself, Ragamuffin Brian, and settling down comfy in his favourite armchair over there, Ragamuffin Mike. So why not sit back and relax for an hour? Put the coffee on the stove or the tea in the pot. Lean back in your favourite armchair. Welcome to the New Year edition of Sunday in the Shires.
Please welcome, live here in McGann's in Doolin, let's hear it for Kevin and Jimmy, everybody.
Oh, my name hasn't mattered for many of you. I was born on the West Coast to play. By the time I got married, I had my own farm. There were many who envied me there. Our home was contented the years they did pass, with four lads to carry our name. Then one year the crop failed and the hunger set in. I was certain that I was to blame. And often I think about Doolin, our cottage a lifetime away. But I'm changing the bound, but my heart can't be found in this prison on Fremantle Bay. It's many the evening I stood by the door. I felt where my crops used to be, and the pain deep inside, I looked into the eyes of my children that I could not feed. It was raining the evening the sheriff's men came. The judge gave the sentence next day. For the land you have stolen, you'll have to be sent to a colony where you'll stay. And it's often I think about Doolin, a cottage a lifetime away. But I'm chained to and bound, but my heart can't be found in this prison on Fremantle Bay. Oh, the sun, it beats down from a merciless sky. The rocks, they cut into our feet. And the work's very hard, and there's never a break for unfortunate man such as me. Oh, my fine cost 1 shilling and 6 pence to mend, but they send me away across the sea. Now I'm forced to live out the rest of my life in a land that means nothing to me. And often I think about Doolin, our cottage a lifetime away. But I'm changing and bound, but my heart can't be found in the prison on Fremantle Bay. And often I think about Doolin, our cottage a lifetime away. But I'm chained to and bound, but my heart can't be found on the prison on Fremantle Bay.
Welcome to the new year. Stay ragamuffin. Sunday in the Shires, or as Tuesday in the Shires, as we say here, Brian.
Well, that's how it's fallen this year, Mike, isn't it? As a Tuesday. Well, what did you think of my first selection?
I thought that was absolutely stunning, because I remember you going to Ireland last year, and you can probably give us a little bit of information about Doolin and what the experience there, because that's come from that session, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Exactly 1 year ago today, Miss Sue and myself were in Doolin seeing the new year in. What a wonderful time we had. What lovely people they are. Basically, to explain from our listeners' point of view, there are three music pubs in Doolin.
Right.
One is O'Connor's, which is down near the jetty, leading towards the jetty itself, where the ferry goes to Arran. And then up in the middle village, there are two music pubs, McGann's and McDermott's.
Because Doolin's in County Clare, am I right?
Yeah, in County Clare, right on the west coast, overlooking the Isles of Arran. Now, the two tracks that we've just played come from an album, which are Kevin and Jimmy at McGann's Live, and dedicated to Kevin Griffin, the banjo player's mum and dad. And it was recorded live at McGann's pub. The first tune selection, banjo playing, by Kevin was Hornpipes, and it was McDermott's and Kirkbriddy. And the second song was by Jimmy, and that was called I Often Think About Doolin. Now, you've heard me sing that
I've
at the club.
I've heard you sing it at the folk club, yeah. Yeah, and it's a great song, great deportation song, isn't it? Classic Irish theme to it.
Well, it is indeed. And tonight, they'll all be there celebrating.
Yeah.
In the only pubs I've ever come across in the world with rubber walls.
To get all the people in.
I'm convinced of this because come 9 o'clock this evening, mums, dads, granddads, grandpas will be dancing and strutting their things in Doolin. So to all our friends in both McDermott's and McGann's tonight, we wish you all the very, very best
New Year
celebration. Right, now we're going to switch directions, but not quite, because Michael's arrived with his usual selection, hidden and concealed in his goodie bag of music. And I think the best thing we can do with this is just push the buttons and play.
The rooms will suit me admirably, Mrs. Wilberforce.
Oh.
And I shall move in tomorrow, if that is convenient to you.
Tomorrow? Mm. Oh, of course.
Who's that?
Oh, it's only General Gordon. He belonged to my late husband. I had four.
A husband?
Oh, parrots.
Side. nation overspill. I start my car, head west until I reach a little county town. And in the tree-lined suburbs out in the sticks, I open up my bag of tricks. There's a million more young lives to fix. Another deal goes down. You know me, I'm the big city matador. I make my killing down the M4 corridor. Strike up the band, today is poppy day. Come into a town near you. Hanging out by the old stone cross, one more carved name, no great loss. I make a good living, I give no toss, and I'm heading back to town. So when the radio talks about another new czar, I laugh out loud in my brand new car. The London sky, it calls from afar. My wheels of trade go round. They stand in line as my drum beats reveille. Instead of a medal, here's a spike and a tourniquet. Strike up the band, today is poppy day. It's coming to a town near you. Coming to a town near you. Best mate in Afghanistan, fighting with the Paras, taking on the Taliban. If anyone can sort those mothers out, they can. The sons of Salisbury Plain. He says it's just like walking through Flanders fields. Now the opium farmers have doubled their yields. We bring them all back on their comrades' shields. But here's a way to dull the pain. So what's your poison you choose? Is it weed or wine? Is it pills or booze? Strike up the band. Today is puppy day. Coming to a town near you. You know this war on drugs is such an abject failure. You're trying to kill bugs with a gun or a rapier. Strike up the band. Today is puppy day. Coming to a town near you. Coming to a town near you.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Ragamuffin Mike can never be trusted. I never know what's going to come out of his bag of special musical goodies, but General Wilberforce and the Parrot, which then led on to other things, some of which I'm not at all familiar with, but I did recognise the Saw Doctor. So come on, Mike, give us the background on the intro. Stars Over Cloth Hanover and Poppy Days by Steve Knightley, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the first little thing, General Wilberforce and the Parrot, comes from The Lady Killers, a BBC production of that famous Ealing comedy. And I think that they should release it as a piece of radio because it's stunning. Yeah. And so that was like a little hint to the BBC to get their finger out and release it. Stars Over Clochanova is from the latest Saw Doctors album called The Cure. And these tracks are coming from my friend Vic's Christmas compilation album that he always gives me as a present. and of course Steve Knightley. And Steve is the member of the duo The Show of Hands. And unfortunately, I think Steve's off a tour at the moment because of sadly, his son is quite seriously ill with leukemia in hospital. And I do really, my heart goes out to him for what he must be going through and his family.
Wherever you are out there, Steve, if you do catch this program, you not only have our good wishes in this situation, I'm sure you have thousands of others of your fans behind you.
And, of course, Poppy Day is a classic statement of the demise of the English society, if you like, and what's happening with drugs on the streets and what's happening in Afghanistan. It was, I thought it was a marvellous stirring piece of work by Steve.
A potted version of the news and the general picture of the last 12 months at least.
And that comes from his latest and solo album, his first solo album for 7 years, called Cruel River. Fantastic album. Right, and I think we're going to stay this side of the pond, aren't we, Brian? We're staying in Yorkshire, are we? Is that where you're going to take us next?
We're not only staying this side of the pond, we're staying this side of the footplate.
Well, good evening, everybody. I can see you've now to do. Give me your attention and a tale I'll tell to you. For you'll never hear the like again till the cows come out to play. I want you all to hear about the day we run away. Oh, the day, they'll never forget the day. They'll pension off the pair of us for the day we run away. Well, I signed me card at 9 o'clock and went to find me mate. His gear was on the tender and his billy was on the plate. But if I'd known that it was Sydney, I'd have gone back home to stay and made them find another stoker for the day we run away. Oh, the day, they'll never forget the day. They'll pension off the pair of us for the day we run away. Well, we tidied up the engine and we took her down the yard. I swear the wheels were threatening, bitch, she rattled us so hard. Every joint was blowing steam, I couldn't see for spray. And Sydney copped a shovel for when his book got underway. Oh, the day, they'll never forget the day. They'll pension off the pair of us for the day we run away. Oh, we sorted out the wagons and we got them out on time. We got a green and from the garden started down the line. But we hadn't gone a mile or two and I heard the driver say, I don't think she can hold them, lad, she's going to run away. Oh, the day, they'll never get the day. They'll pension off the pair of us for the day we run away. Well, the coal fell off me shovel in a heap upon the floor. I told him what I thought of him as a race him to the door, but the speed that we were going, it took me breath away, for sure as hell if I'd a fella be shoveling there today. Oh, the day, they'll never forget the day, they'll pension off the pair of us for the day we run away. So I wrestled with the tender brake with all my strength and skill, for the wheels they stopped a-turning as we skated down the hill. Sydney put her in reverse and I began to pray, and the guard was having a baby on the day we run away. Oh, the day, they'll never forget the day, they'll pension off the pair of us for the day we run away. And when we come to the junction, I was ready for the shock. We hit the point she danced about, I hardly dared to look. But when Sydney saw the signals, there were green uns all the way. And as we hurtled through the station, well, I knew we'd won the day. Oh, the day, they'll never forget the day, they'll pension off the pair of us for the day we run away. And when we come to Toton, we were joggy along so slow. They shoved us into the sidings and the fire was nice and low. We fried our bacon on the shovel and the tea was on the way. And we sat and blamed the guard for the day we run away. Oh, the day, they'll never forget the day. They'll pension off the pair of us for the day we run away.
My name is Alice White, I'd have you all to know. I left my father's farm a long time ago. My mother called me a silly lass and said I'd rue the day that I followed on the heels. First man, Dandy Jack, was handsome, young and fine, and I loved him right through England. As we tramped from line to line, we lived in shanty houses with lodgers and children free, and I worked to fill the needs of the navvies. When Dandy Jack was killed beneath the fall of stone, I wept and cursed the day that ever I was born. But the children needed feeding, and many men looked at me, so I jumped the brush to stay with the navvies. Time came, I was deserted when my children numbered five, so I took me yet another man to keep us all alive. And now I've known so many men, they've called me Alice Free, as I've lived my life away with the navvies. And now I'm getting old, work and the childbearing, as we've tramped from line to line. But I'll never forget poor Dandy Jack, lying so cold in his grave. He's the only one I loved of the navvies.
Now that music, Brian, comes from your Yorkshire ramble, doesn't it? Your Yorkshire adventure?
Well, it wasn't so much directly from the Yorkshire adventure, but it was as a consequence of that program, yes. The first track was The Right Side of the Footplate, which we jokingly talked about before we switched. And the second track was a traditional tune called Alice White, which tells a story really about the life of a navvy and families of a navvy in the early days when the English railway system was first being constructed. The deceiving thing is that it sounds a traditional song, but it was written by Alan Bell less than 20 years ago.
And who is Alan Bell again?
He comes from Lancashire. He's a very well-known singer-songwriter, performs in many venues in that part of the world, in fact, all over the country. Now, the name of this band is called Live Steam, and they come from the other side of the Pennines from Yorkshire, and they are all members, volunteer members, of the Furness Railway Trust.
So this album is sold for the Furness Railway Trust, is
that it? It's sold simply as a fundraiser for the Furness Railway Trust. Now, I say the title of the album tongue-in-cheek. It's down the pan, but still steaming. I leave you to put whatever connotation you want on that. But I just wanted to give our listeners at this time of the year a little traditional touch of some more traditional English folk music.
That's excellent. I really enjoyed that.
Right. Now then, we're going to switch from the west coast of England, up in Lancashire way, and we're going to go over to Nashville.
Down south, if you like.
But we're not going to go by train.
No, because there's some water in the way.
Well, this intrigues me now. So over we go to your next selection, Michael.
From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms. They walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. With a million-dollar spirit and an old flat-top guitar, they drive to town with Oleon in a $100 car. 'Cause one time someone told them about a friend they knew who owns, you know, a studio on 16th Avenue. Now some are born to money, they never had to say survive. Alive. There's cowboys, drunks, and Christians, mostly white and black and blue. They've all dialed a phone collect to home from 16th Avenue. Oh, but then one night in some empty room where no curtains ever hung, like a miracle, some golden words roll off of someone's tongue. And after years of being nothing, they're all looking right at you. And then for a while, they'll go in style on 16th Avenue. Yeah, it looks so uneventful, so quiet and discreet. But a lot of lives were changed down on that little one-way street. 'Cause they walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms, they walk away from everything just to sing for me and you. So God bless the boy.
Probably everybody that was here, or you know, most of the people.
So this is from the Times Festival.
Here at the house. It was like 3 days and like 300 people were through the house.
In 1998?
The year after he died. And finally, after the third day, the cops came. And right here, you'll see deputy number 70. And I don't have
Let's see if I can get in.
So we told him we'd shut down the party if he'd sign the poster. So... right there is the deputy's signature. Finally closed down the party. Here's the cactus painting that he keeps had that's so repetitive in his life. He had this commissioned. And
who painted that?
Mike Holden, 1986. He commissioned that painting. That's oil.
And that's the one that's on some of the albums, isn't it? On,
no, that's never been on anything.
Not on the road songs, didn't you?
No, that's a hand sketch of his.
Oh, that's hand sketch.
This is like, you know, that First Encounters of the
Third Kind,
the guy that kept drawing the mountain all the time. Well, he was like this with this cactus thing.
Excellent. This is where the pictures were taken, though, this.
Where
the town pictures were taken, there.
Right there.
On the sport.
Right there, yeah, right there.
Wow.
And there was a lightning storm that almost knocked us off the course that day. And it was raining like this.
That's fantastic.
Here's where that bicycle seat and that booth.
All right. I see you invite the English round and look what happens.
Thank God, we're begging for rain. You're lucky I'm not stripping naked and running out there dancing.
So that would have made a
fool. Now that would have freaked him out.
Brilliant.
My lover comes to me with a rose on her bosom. The moon's dancing purple all through her black hair. And her lady's in waiting, she'll stand neath my window. And the sun will rise soon on the false and the fair. Sing a tune, Lurelio. She tells me she comes from my mother, the mountain. And her skin fits her tightly, and her lips do not lie. She silently slips from her throat a medallion. Slowly she twirls it in front of my eye. Sing it to Lurelio. I watch her, I love her, and I long for to touch her. The satin she's wearing is shimmering blue. And outside my window, her ladies are sleeping. My dogs are gone hunting, their howling is through. Sing it to Lurelio. So I reach for her hand, and her eyes turn to poison, and her hair turns to splinters, and her flesh turns to brine. She leaps across the room, she stands in the window, screams at my firstborn will surely be blind. Sing it to Lurelio. Then she throws herself out to the black of the nightfall. She's parted her lips, but she makes not a sound. I fly down the stairway and I run to the garden. No trace of my true love is there to be found. Sing it to Lurelio. So walk these hills lightly and watch who you're loving. By our mother, the mountain, I swear that it's true. And love not a woman with hair black as midnight, and a dress made of satin all shimmer and blue. Sing it to Lurelio. Oh, my lover comes to me with a rose on her bosom. The moon's dancing purple all through her black hair. And her lady's in waiting, she'll stand neath my window. And the sun will rise soon on the false and the fair.
Well, Mike, that was absolutely beautiful. 16th Avenue by Lacey J. Dalton. Mm-hmm. Then a little bit of live recording, which I'm sure you're going to tell us all about in a second. And then some history on the music front, Town Van Zandt's side.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Yeah, Lacey J. Dalton, I learnt of through my friend Brian Monroe and his vinyl collection. And then on Cousin Dick and I's trip this August across North Carolina into Tennessee, I picked up the album in a shop. Greatest hits of Lacey J. Dalton with that that song. It's the title track of the album in the 70s. That was recorded in the 70s. And you can still find Lacey J. Dalton out there, I think. I believe she's in Wyoming or somewhere. We've got some links on our website there.
Right, so they can link through off the web, yeah, to find out where she is at the present day and time.
And the link really is to Nashville, because that's where Townes Van Zandt was based for a great part of his life. And I got the lucky opportunity through Mary Liz and her daughter, Janine Van Zandt, to visit the house of Townes, which is called the Ponderosa. And you could probably hear in there Cousin Dick talking to Brutus the dog as Janine Van Zandt gives me a tour of the house, of the pictures on the wall, and explains what's going on. And you hear Mary Liz in the background as well.
What we did hear was a horrendous storm building up as well.
It was bizarre, because we went there on a dirt dry Tennessee afternoon, and it was almost prophetic, you know, that this, as we got shown around the house, the storm broke. And it was just absolutely stunning, just sitting there listening to the music and the storm breaking as well.
Now, this song that you put up of Townes, can you tell us more about
that? Yeah, well, that comes from Townes's first album called Our Mother the Mountain. And all this material from Townes is available from Janine Van Zandt at Townes Van Zandt Central. And we've put the links on the website. And, of course, he died on January the 1st, 1997, the same day as Hank Williams, who probably is a great mentor of Townes in the sense of being a role model, if you like, of being plagued by depression, problems with alcohol, but a great, great songwriter, as you can hear there.
Well, thanks for that, Mike. It was a wonderful take. I enjoyed that immensely. And I think I'm right now in saying that we're going from vocal to instrumental.
We certainly are.
Thank you.
Up and down the people go, gazing where the lilies blow. Round an island there below, the island of Shalott. A bushel from the bower heaps, he rode between the barley sheaves. The sun came dazzling through the leaves, it flamed upon the brazen greaves of pools of Lancelot. Red Cross Knight forever kneeled to a lady in his shield, and sparkled on the yellow field beside remote Shalott. She left the web, she left the loop, she made three paces through the room. She saw the web and floated wide, rocked from side to side. The curse has come upon me, cried the Lady of Shalott. Yellow woods were waning, the broad stream in his bite lady, heavily the low sky raining over towered Camelot. And down she came and found a boat beneath the willow left afloat, and round about the prow she rode, the lady. This and what is he in the light at madness near? Died the scent of royal cheer, and they crossed themselves for fear, the knights at Camelot. And Lancelot mused a little space, he said she had a lovely face. God in his mercy lent her grace, the Lady of Shalott.
The first track, Farewell to Music, by Caroline Lavelle.
Yeah.
And the second track, Lady of Shalott, by Lorena McKennett.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, there's a connection between those two tracks. And the first connection is they both came off of my friend Vic's Christmas tape to me. And the second connection, which is the more important one, is the fact that Caroline Lavelle is the cellist with Lorena McKennett when she tours in Europe and England here. And Vic went to see them and discovered that Caroline Lavelle herself was a talented solo performer. And her album, A Distant Bow, which has got tunes and singing on it, and performances, it sounds fantastic, and Vic's the proud owner of it. And we've invited Caroline Lavelle to come to the Isle of Wight to play at some point in the future. Now, Lorena McKennett is a very, very well-known international artist, superb Canadian with Celtic leanings, if you like. And she does, I think, the most beautiful version of Tennyson's A Lady of Shalott. And we'd love to have her come to the Isle of Wight and perform it, but we couldn't afford the kind of fees because she's generally touring the big places. And that the album that it came from is Live in Paris and Toronto, which will give you some idea of her standing in the world.
Well, the only thing you could give her is you could take her to Tennyson's place in the Isle of Wight.
We already suggested it. We'll just wait and see. It's on our Christmas New Year's wish list.
Well, that was absolutely wonderful, Mike. I really do enjoy it. And such a wonderful contrast today in your choice of music. And hopefully the next and final section of today's show will be an equally good contrast.
Oh, it's going to be superb. I'm looking forward to this.
I've put a little trilogy of pieces together, which I hope you're now going to enjoy.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you're gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. Rambling around this dirty old town, singing for nickels and dimes. Time's getting tough, I ain't got enough to buy a little bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. It's a little hotel older than hell, and dark is the cold in the mine. Blankets are thin, the lathering grin, cause I got a little bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. It's a pain in my head and bugs in my bed, and my pants are so old at the shine. Out on the street tell the people I meet, won't you buy me a bottle of wine? You know a preacher will preach and a teacher will teach and a miner will dig in the mine. I ride the rods trusting in God and I hug him a bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. Rat-a-da-da-da-dum-dum.
Da-da-da. Three days after the fried pie funeral, he calls me to come clean out her closet, a cedar-lined mausoleum. Crammed in the corner, the long-sleeve duster she wore all winter, mopping floors, washing dishes, rolling hair. Da-da. I stuff my two green memories like straw down the sleeves of the scarecrow dress until my savior's coat hanger becomes a cross I'll hang in the corner of my fields to scare the call-off crows that threaten my sleep.
Our dreams, they have never come true, Maggie. Our hopes, they never were to be. When I first said said you loved only me.
When I find myself with a song to write, I remember candles in the night, voices raised in a ragged harmony, singing this land was made for you and me. Some of those voices are silent now and gone. I'm glad to see how you've been keeping on. I remember the songs that pulled us through, and when I hear those songs I think of you. So thank you for the honor of your company. The music was as sweet as the good red wine. Thanks for the company, and thanks for the harmony. I'm here to say the honor was all mine. Back when times were tough and the news was bad, faith and a couple of songs was all we had. Songs we rearranged and made our own. Songs it sometimes seemed we'd always known. Long, long time. And if ever I was the poet, you were the rhyme. It was always the music that kept us strong. And if ever I was the singer, you were the song. So thank you for the honor of your company. As sweet as the good red wine. Thanks for the company, and thanks for the harmony. I'm here to say the honor was all mine.
Decade after decade, year by year, season after season, we're still here. It does not take a crystal ball to know we're gonna go out singing when we go. Five-string banjo and a steel-string guitar are just a couple of the reasons why we've come this far. Singing like we always have and will, knowing the circle is unbroken still. So thank you for the honor of your company. The music was as sweet as the good red wine. Thanks for the company, and thanks for the harmony. I'm here to say the honor was all mine. Oh, thank you for the honor company. The music was as sweet as the good red wine. Thanks for the company, and thanks for the harmony. I'm here to say the honor was all mine. I'm here to say the honor was all mine.
Yeah, I like that. Tom Paxton and Minton Sparks in the middle, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely right. Tom Paxton, popular song in all the clubs. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, did you ever let me get sober? And then Minton Sparks, to whom I'm rapidly becoming a number one fan. I love her style and I love her music. Interesting point there, which you picked up during the playing of it. Maura O'Connell doing the backing between the tracks, yeah, for Minton Sparks. And then
so back to Nashville then, eh?
Oh yeah, floating around Nashville. And then final track, Tom Paxton again from his album. Well, both tracks from Tom Paxton are from Where in the Time, which is an album you kindly dropped off before Christmas, and I've got my ears into. And something about Tom Paxton. Everybody thinks once they've bought Tom Paxton's songbook that they know all about Tom Paxton.
Mm, and they don't.
But what I'd like to say is Vince Bella had a saying, you know where I am by where I'm not.
Yeah.
And it's the same with regard to Tom Paxton's music. You might have his songbook, you might know his most popular songs, but brother, you don't know anything yet until you dig a bit deeper.
Yeah, he is well deserving of a whole investigation, Tom Paxton, and particularly in English folk clubs, because they just tend to sing that one or two songs that they know of his.
Yeah.
And there's such a depth of his music.
Well, Michael, this brings us to the end of the New Year's Eve show. And all we've got to do now is play out and wish everybody a happy new year.
And go and get drunk.
And go and get drunk, but we'll have a few, what would take a lead from Tom Paxton's song? Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, gonna get sober. You have been listening to the New Year's Eve edition of Sunday in the Shires, a program of selected favorite tunes presented each and every Sunday by Ragamuffin Brian and Ragamuffin Mike. This was a Ragamuffin Media production. We hope that you've enjoyed our musical company for the past hour. Can we take this opportunity to wish all of our listeners, families and friends a very healthy, happy and prosperous musical new year.
Happy New Year, guys and girls.
And we look forward to enjoying your company throughout the 2008 every Sunday with Sunday in the Shires. Don't forget to log on to the new Ragamuffin website, where there's so much more information in store behind the doors. Meanwhile, take good care now. It's goodbye from Ragamuffin Brian, and it's goodbye from
Ragamuffin Mike. Happy New Year.
Goodbye now.